Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us ransom people for all time.
Hey.
From every tribe and language, people, every nation.
Hey.
Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Oh, hey.
The peace
of Yahweh
is
bringing us power through unity.
Where
warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Troubles, troubles come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your heartbeat,
I feel it.
Yeah, I feel it.
Your heartbeat,
I feel it.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Your heartbeat,
I feel it.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Your heartbeat.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This is Viata, your host tonight. And we are so excited tonight about just being on this side of the dirt, as Mama AZ often says. But I'm excited about all the knowledge I'm gaining and all the wisdom I'm gaining and all the beautiful people who are coming into my life. I listened to an interview today on Natural Health blog show, and it was an interview with Dr. Paul Nussbaum. Dr. Paul Nussbaum is a clinical psychologist and geropsychologist, neuropsychologist. He studied quite a bit, and he talks a lot about health versus diseases, promoting health instead of trying to prevent disease. So tonight we're talking about healing the brain, some tips and strategies for healing the brain. And just a disclaimer that I am not an MD, and this show is not here to draw you away from any health professionals. We're here to promote knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And we feel it's your job to take charge of your health in any way and every way you can. We now have the World Wide Web. We have YouTube. We have Google. There are so many tools out there that can help you take charge of your health. And what we're going to be listening to some of the teachings of Paul Nussbaum. Since I couldn't get him here live on the air, I downloaded three of his teachings from YouTube. He has several. But I want you to hear the knowledge about the brain that will keep you from getting Alzheimer's. At least the tools are available to keep you from getting any brain disease. We're promoting health tonight, as always, but we're also promoting the knowledge about the brain. And one of the things that Dr. Nussbaum, who we're going to hear from shortly, says is a threat to the brain health, and maybe the most important threat to brain health is ignorance. Ignorance, not having the knowledge that is so freely available to us. And he is a doctor who promotes diet and nutrition because he's a neuroscientist, but he also promotes spiritual tools that can help the brain be healthy and strong, and as I said, prevent Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a very difficult imbalance in the brain that relatives have to deal with more and more. In fact, 52 million Americans are suffering with Alzheimer's today. And so with that type of statistic, it is worth it, I think, for us to consider gaining some knowledge about the brain health, which Dr. Nussbaum says is the greatest system ever designed. And I think I'd have to agree. Our Creator put this brain together to help us keep in touch with His wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I'd like to introduce you to one teaching from Dr. Nussbaum about the basic, just some basic understanding that he is a medical doctor trained in medical school, and he's been practicing. He practices in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In fact, he has a new book out that he's promoting, and he practices in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He actually has a brain center in Pittsburgh where he sees several NFL players. And he's doing a really great work for the community in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In fact, players and people come from all over the world to this center so they can learn how to communicate better and gain the tools necessary to help them just not just overcome the brain challenges they're having, but to prevent things like Alzheimer's and just improve their memory and health of the brain, which is probably the greatest system ever designed, according to Dr. Nussbaum. So let's listen to the first introduction of Dr. Paul Nussbaum about brain health.
Hello, and my name is Paul Nussbaum. I'm a neuropsychologist from the great city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk to you about the human brain, which is really talking about you. And my goal today is to help you personalize what really is the greatest system ever designed in the history of the universe, the human brain. And this first piece, the first chapter we'll call it, is going to be a discussion of brain health itself, the concept of brain health, which in and of itself is something that, you know, most Americans don't understand. We've done a very good job in this country taking care of our hearts. We call it cardiac health. There's an American Heart Association. And not too long ago, we decided that we need to do something about this from a policy perspective and a healthcare perspective. And the reason was pretty simple. We were losing a lot of our loved ones to heart disease, still a major killer. But what did we do? Did we just say that we need to take care of it and suddenly heart disease has plateaued as a major killer? No, we've done some things. We said that we need to create some programs, and we need to educate the nation about the heart. And as a result today, indeed, heart disease as a major killer has plateaued. It's no longer on the increase. But interestingly, if you think about how we've applied the policy, you know, aerobic centers are out there. A lot of you belong to an aerobic center or an exercise organization. That kind of program really wasn't here 20 years ago. If you're like me and in the morning you're a little bit hurried, you're getting dressed, you turn on your TV and you'll notice that there are some typically pretty good looking women and pretty good looking men on the TV screen, and they're jumping up and down and they're trying to get you to exercise and jump up and down with them. You know, Denise Austin and the gentleman who runs Tai Bo now, millionaires because of what we think to be important, which is exercise for the heart. Even if you go to your restaurants in this country, wherever you are, you'll notice on the menu there's a section dedicated to the healthy heart. Might even have a little red icon next to that food. Even in the grocery stores, ask your manager next time you go to the grocery store, where are the foods for the healthy heart? He'll tell you, aisle 7. So my point with all this is that as a culture, we have decided that the heart is pretty important. You know, we're not the first ones. The Egyptians, when they used to mummify some of their kings and queens, they always left the heart in the body. They took the brain out. Now, here's my lesson today. You know, we're losing a lot of our loved ones to brain disease as well. When you think about it, Alzheimer's disease affects each and every one of us personally. We either know somebody in the family or we take care of somebody with Alzheimer's disease. It's not uncommon as I travel the nation, regardless of the size of the audience, be it 5 or 1,000, I'll ask, how many people know somebody with Alzheimer's disease? And usually 99% of the hands go up. It's really an unfortunate reality. Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, stroke, which by the way is a problem with the brain, not the heart. And you begin to add up those numbers and you realize we need to begin to think as a nation about the brain. And so brain health really begins with a prioritization of the human brain. There is an interesting thing happening in our country right now, almost a landscape change, a sea change taking place where there is momentum and attention being given to the human brain. And so for purposes of this first part, I want you to understand that the human brain is a critical part of who you are, and that indeed, based on some recent research that we've learned, the human brain can change over your whole lifespan, whether you're in the womb or 5 years of age or 80 years of age or 110. Your brain can be shaped and molded and nurtured and therefore can be exposed to programs and activities and dietary products that help to enhance the health of the human brain.
Okay, so that was kind of an introduction of what Dr. Nussbaum is going to be teaching us tonight. Brilliant man in my opinion, because he's giving us a whole new perspective on a part of the body that often gets ignored, a part of the body that we don't know a lot about, and yet it is an amazing biological computer. So what Dr. Nussbaum talked about in most of his videos is that the more conscious choices we make, the healthier we're going to be. And that begins with our thoughts. Our thoughts are what is going to cause the body to elevate and for the brain to follow. The body follows the brain, okay? The body is following the brain. When you're thinking healthy thoughts, making choices that improve your body and your brain, then that body is going to respond to that. So we're talking about the brain. We've been talking about the brain for several months now on my Twitter pages. In fact, my Twitter handle always starts out with hashtag brain health, because I wrote a book on football. And what do we have today? Football players dying in their 20s and in their 30s on up because of brain disease or CTE. And so this is an important topic today, not just for athletes, but for all of us, because Alzheimer's and dementia, that's what these athletes are being diagnosed with first, is the Alzheimer's and dementia. I've read so many stories about football players who are struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia. Before they pass on, that's what the families of these athletes are dealing with, is the Alzheimer's, the lack of memory, the decrease in the brain health. So we're asking the question, can emotional or mental stress damage the brain? Well, that is exactly one of the teachings that Dr. Nussbaum has on YouTube. So I want to play that because all of us have stresses in our life, and some of us don't think about the brain being affected by that stress. But please listen to this very important teaching from Dr. Nussbaum on how stress affects the brain.
In my office today, in Pittsburgh, I'm getting a huge number of 50-year-old brains coming into my office who think they have Alzheimer's disease. Literally. It's gotten to the point where I went to Kinko's and I had this blown up, you know, and enlarged, and it sits in my office. So when somebody comes into my office, we sit them down. I say, sit down. I'm not going to charge you for this visit. Number one, you don't have Alzheimer's. I'm not going to ask any more questions. You don't have Alzheimer's. Sit down here. I bring this thing over here. We go over what I just talked to you about. And here's my question for you and for that patient. What are your saber-toothed tigers in life? What's chasing you? Because when that alarm bell goes off in your brain, guess what happens? The hippocampus shuts off. When that alarm bell goes off, hormones explode in your body, and some of them are cortisol, steroids, shuts off the hippocampus. And if it doesn't shut off, you will do damage structurally to your hippocampus. Okay? When I talk to teachers, my friend in here is a teacher I met this morning. When I talk to teachers, interesting thing happens out there. This is the practical application of what I'm talking to you about. Your grandchild or child studied the test, studied the material. Give that child credit. That child knows the material. The hippocampus is firing, it's ready to go, and the teacher, give that teacher credit. They did their job. We're ready to go, man. Let's get in there. Let's take that test. We sit down. Teacher says, clear everything off. Put your books under your table. When I say go, flip the page over. You have 30 minutes, not 31. You so much as even look at your neighbor. We're going to wipe out all your ancestry. Go. Kid gets an 86. Good grade. Should have got a 94. Kid stands up out of the chair. Walks 15 feet outside the classroom door. 15 feet, and engages in a tick-like behavior. You may have seen it before. Palm faces the head, comes up and smacks the head. Okay? One of these numbers in the hallway. I knew that answer. 15 feet. What happened in the 15 feet? Stress went away. When the stress went away, the brain got the information, would have had a 94. So what I teach teachers and kids is, for five minutes before we have the exam, for Pete's sake, can we do a relaxation procedure? Let's not let anxiety get in the way of what the teachers did brilliantly teach. And the kids worked hard. Okay, they studied. They got it. So it's an interesting thing right there, friends. We have a lot of that out in the country right now. We boomers, particularly 46 to 64, we're the ones who go on the internet and look everything up. And we were fine when we sat down in front of the computer, and then when we walked away from the computer, we got 10 diseases. Okay? And now we're really, really anxious animals, okay? And it gets in our way of processing.
Okay, so basically what Dr. Nussbaum is telling us is stress affects the brain. Your brain reacts to stress is what he's saying. And what's chasing you, he's talking about the fight or flight syndrome that we have built into our whole biological system, meant to protect us. What's chasing you, or what is assaulting the body, is the question that we have to ask ourselves when we have stress in our lives. And what's the solution? Calming down, taking a deep breath, being more conscious that whatever stress we're living with is going to affect our brain. So we stop feeling bad about the situation. And we ask what can we change and what can't we change? Because there are electrical and chemical energies working throughout the body, starting with the brain. And so what Dr. Nussbaum calls neural energy is tapping into the energy in our brain and allocating it throughout the body. It means a lot of times just stopping, saying nothing, doing nothing, and deep breathing. And this is what he calls stirring up homeostasis. Homeostasis is the body's ability to balance out every chemical, every solution, every liquid in the body. And it, when you have homeostasis, you get a pH that's normal, that's in the around the 7.5 range. Your pH normalizes. You have a more alkaline pH. So how do we get to ultimate brain health? We have to send strong signals of our self-worth to every cell in our body. Who am I spending time with? That's another area that Dr. Nussbaum talks about that can influence your stress levels in the brain. Are you around people who have negative energy? Or are you around people who are building you up, who talk about positive things? So we're making like a paradigm shift in this tonight when we think about, first of all, the importance of the brain and that we're not promoting anything but health in our brain and our body. We're being more proactive tonight because the brain is so very important for the whole body. Whatever is going wrong or going on in your body that is stressing you or is causing you concern, it starts with the brain to heal. To heal whatever is going on, you have to become more mindful, more meditative, and create an environment in the body that is starting, that's sending the energetic chemicals from the brain. From the brain to every cell in the body, we can do that. It means communicating better. It means understanding what is the purpose of the brain. In fact, Dr. Nussbaum has a book that's called What is the Purpose of My Brain? Spiritual Healing and Salvation. What a title when we're talking about the brain. Who thinks about spiritual healing and salvation when it comes to that organ on the top of your body? But it's very interesting how he talks of what medicine he talks about, and he's not talking about anything that you can purchase in a store. He's talking about a medicine that you can generate inside of you. So let's listen to one more teaching of Dr. Nussbaum relating to healing the brain with tools that are already inside of us. How about that? That's a new one, new paradigm for sure. We're going to listen to a very radical teaching, you might say.
Sign language. Learning a second language, including sign language. At Barnes & Noble, they have a book right out there and you walk in on the front, right? Sign language for babies. Babies, before they can speak orally, can learn 20 signs. We're symbolic animals. By the time they're in second grade, those that have been exposed to sign language have a higher IQ relative to babies that have not been exposed to sign language. You know why a higher IQ early in life is important for today? Reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So sign language is really what proactive health looks like, okay? Travel we talked about, playing board games we talked about. I gave you that app, FitBrains Trainer, which is a board game, but now it's on a computer that stimulates your brain. Power of music, even surfing the web, have been shown to be a bit helpful for brain development across the lifespan regardless. People come to me and say, I do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Is that good for my brain? I say to them, is it novel and complex for you? If you can answer that question, yes, keep doing it. If it's not novel and complex for you, you got to stop it, okay? Slowing down. What are we doing here with spirituality? We're slowing down. We're settling down that amygdala, remember? We're turning off the alarm bells in our brain. Do you know you have the capacity in your bed, safe place, right? I hope. Comfortable place. You're lying there in the morning, you got your onesies on, right? We got our blanket with us. We're in a nice, warm, comfortable place. You have the ability to think a thought in your bed, in your onesie, with your pillow, with your teddy bear. I got to go to that meeting today at 10 o'clock. And that son of a gun, Dr. Nussbaum's going to be there at that meeting. Now, in your bed, with your onesie, with your blanket and teddy bear, you've just set off the alarm bells. Now you're miserable. all from a thought. We have to work the other way and settle. So we get that emotional system in line with our analytic system, because most of us every day, including me, are off balance. We're off kilter. How do we do that? We do that through deep breathing. Do you know when you take a deep breath and you hold it, you know what I've just done? It's hard to talk. I've just set off my alarm bell in my brain. Norepinephrine's kicking in my body. I'm in a fight or flight mode in my body, literally. So I got to let it go. Or through the nose. And when I do that, I've kicked off a different, technically it's called the parasympathetic nervous system, if you're interested. That's called rest and digest. Boy, I feel a lot better right now. And you know, meditation is really, really important, guys. And you're going to see more and more of it. In my center, we're going to do meditation. In some schools, they do meditation and yoga before the school day starts. I'd be a big proponent of that for corporations across America. Okay? Because really what it's doing is it's enhancing attention. When you enhance attention, you're able to filter out that stuff that's setting off my amygdala. Has even been shown to help patients with mild cognitive impairment, people with sleep disorders, people with depression, people with anxiety. Prayer on a daily basis enhances the immune system. There's a whole field here, if you're interested, called neurotheology. Neurotheology. Fascinating work. I'm a big one about all of us. Just say no. You don't have to be on 7 task forces. Nobody says you have to coach 4 teams or attend 3 different. You've got to give yourself 30 minutes a day is my prescription to Americans. 30 minutes a day where there's no tasks to accomplish. Do you know what happens when I challenge people on that? They get anxious. They're like, oh my God, I got free time here. This is not good. It's amazing.
Okay, 30 minutes a day of doing nothing, is that difficult or what? That's so funny to me, because how many of us think that way? So I want those of you who are online or listening or on phone, think about that for a minute. How many times during the day do you have 30 minutes where you don't have to do anything but close your eyes and take deep breaths? This is part of your brain health, though. We have to stop rushing and trying to multitask day of advanced technology and start thinking about the activities where we can communicate better. Things like yoga, meditation, dancing. How many of us are spending time dancing? How many of us are spending time out in the garden? I read a wonderful Facebook post today that my sister sent me about an NFL player, 29 years old, gave up $12 million to buy a farm and start farming and giving food away to people in need. I was so excited about this. I sent this man several messages to try and get him on my show, because he is the type of individual who has reached a level of wisdom and understanding that his brain is more important than money. We've been talking about brain health. Last week we talked about some of the cultural things and some of the ancestral things that these football players can do to heal their brain. But there's no guarantee when you play 10 years of NFL violent gladiator football that your brain is going to heal when you try these things, because as we talked about last week, the violent activity in the brain that these players are trained to do, it doesn't go away very easily. But this young man, 29-year-old, his last name is Brown, who bought a farm in North Carolina, and he is now doing business as First Fruit Farms. If you're interested in looking him up, First Fruit Farms, he and his wife are getting out the tractor and raising vegetables and fruit. $21 million this man gave, or $12 million. He gave up a 30-some million dollar contract to play football, and instead he is choosing to farm. I will get this man on my show. I am determined to have this man come and share journey 29 years old. Wisdom, that is the most wise thing I've heard in months, that these what these guys can do when they make a choice to protect their brain. Because the one medicine that will protect the brain is love for self. Love for self, giving up the money, the need to make ends while you do your violent chore, violent activity, and concentrate on bringing harm to other people. Love and forgiveness. That young man, once he came to the realization that he didn't want to play that game, that violent game, and risk losing his mind and his brain, then he had to maybe forgive himself. So it's the medicine that Dr. Nussbaum promotes is the medicine of love, the medicine of forgiveness, hope, trust, humility, and kindness. Amazingly, those things are the most important over any vitamin supplement or any food or anything a person can do on the outside. When you start using the brain to promote love, forgiveness, hope, trust, humility, kindness, compassion, guess what? You got a strong brain. I'm going to open up the mic now. I have a caller at 336-350. Mama AZ, is that you?
It is. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. How are you this evening?
Very grateful to be on this side of the dirt, my sister. You sound like you're doing excellent.
Yes, I am. I'm doing great considering my moving activity that I'm embarking on. But, yes, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. And greetings to your listening audience and your future guests. Now, where is this brother and sister you said in North Carolina?
Yes, I did not find where in North Carolina, but if you Google First Fruit Farms, you'll probably find out more. I read this piece just before the show, and once I found out who he was and that he was an NFL player who left the game at 29 years old to do farming, I thought, oh my goodness, the guy. So I was rushing trying to find out where he was, and I found him on Facebook and Twitter. So I'm following him. He has 6,000 followers on Twitter. So I'm following him on Twitter. I sent him a request to join me on Blog Talk, and I also sent a message on his First Fruit Farms Facebook page. So that's what I've done so far, but I'm really excited about this young man's journey thus far. Do you have any suggestions on how to find this guy?
No, ma'am, you've done what you are supposed to do. Now, do you know his whole name?
Yes, I do. I think it's Jason Brown. Jason Brown. So I
really?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that ring
you
a bell?
Maybe, if you can't find him on that contraption, you can call your local library. And they have another way to cross-reference that we do not. And since he has that farm, they may be able to access another system to get some additional information. I know a lot of times my library in North Carolina has been extremely helpful when I wasn't able to Google that person up. So you might want to try that, sister. And what I would like to add, you are correct with all of the information that is out there on that YouTube. And what I've been doing, my Bose speaker, I'm doing my best not to cry about it. But a brand new speaker, it blew up, and that was like almost $150 for that little bitty teeny speaker, and it blew up. But those Bose speakers are good, and what you can do, you can just punch up different activation sounds and put it into the speaker, plug it into your phone. And I have this little round kicker, this little, it looks like a bulb, a light bulb. And it has a suction cup on it. So, like, things like the brain, activating your brain and your third eye, I stick that little, the speaker on my third eye. It, you know, like I said, it has a suction cup. And I let it vibrate that particular sound for discomfort, for activation of your third eye, your pineal gland or pineal gland. Just punch it up. It's really interesting. And since I have been doing this, I have noticed, sister, that I have decreased my medication.
Really?
I'm not joking. That sound, that's, I mean, I'm just speaking for me.
Right.
For me. When besides the tapping, what I do, I put the speaker on that spot, and I'm talking to it in my mind along with the vibration of that speaker, and I'm sure that the better the speaker, the more vibration that speaker will amplify. And I'm speaking to that particular part, and I'm saying, now, sweetheart, you know I love you. And what is it that I can do to assist you in calming down? Because I'm really not ready to deal with this. And so how can we work together with love in calming you down? And sometimes, sister, it's like if you've ever had an abscess tooth, and every time your heart beats, you know, it hurts. And I mean, I am serious. That's how great sometimes the discomfort is. So I'm rubbing and I'm talking sweet nothing to that particular part of my body and telling it how much I love it. And let's please work together as those sounds are going into that area. And then I'm also tapping. So I've noticed a difference. And like I said, and like you said, you can pull up anything, activation of your DNA, activations of if you want to astral travel, they have activating that with certain sounds, and you just put it up to your third eye, like the activation of astral travel or on the top of it, and you let it vibrate. Just experiment with it and see. But because I've had some some dreams here lately that some of these sounds that just kind of show up on my phone and I check it out, I've seen some interesting things happen from that. I'm not kidding you. So I'm just experimenting. And get a good speaker. When my funds are adequate, I'm going to get another one of these little light bulb speakers. They're cute, with the suction cup, and put one on one side and one on the other side. Sound can be balanced. And I'm going to try that. But the better the speaker, the more vibration will go into your body. They got a million, jillion things. I've been sending you some meditation that I just found today that I just love, period. And something else, sister, that I have found, you have to be vigilant on who you share your energies with.
Right, because exactly.
Maybe you have a friend or an acquaintance or brother or sister or mama, daddy, whatever, that drains you. And maybe they don't even know it. But you have to keep an account, a register. Like, how do you feel when these people leave?
Right.
But do you fall out? Do you go to sleep? Or are you so drained that you can't even wash your dishes up? You must take an account of that. It's very, very important. A lot of times when people come around you, they take your energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes they know, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes we have to get to a level where we can stand up and place these boundaries. You know, I've had to kind of like leave ones alone because I'm a sponge, and I can feel everything without you even saying it, and that's not good for me right now. So I've kind of cocooned. But these are some of the things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here's the thing, sister, is that, first of all, you're conscious of that. A lot of people are not even conscious that there are people can drain. They call them energy vampires, I think.
Yeah.
They're not even aware that somebody is sucking the life out of them, and they continue to be around these people for different reasons. I mean, I had a friend who I was very codependent with because I thought I could help her. And every time I was around her, I thought I was doing a good deed. Even if I was tired when I left her and had no energy, I was like, well, I'm helping her. I went that way for a long time until I was kind of pushed out of that relationship. Circumstances happened, and I had no choice but to leave her alone. And so you are saying, expressing what all of us need to be aware of, being conscious, number one, of these things. Because as Dr. Nussbaum has stated in these audios we just listened to, the brain is the greatest system ever designed. And the first step in brain health is being consciously aware of the things that will affect the brain. If you're walking around angry and hateful and I need to help somebody, and yet they're not being helped, and you're not humble and you're not kind to people, then those types of energies can drain and affect the brain's health. As we said, the NFL players are in a career right now where they're damaging their brain while they're in that activity, because that violence and the mind that they have about abusing their bodies for the love of money, basically, it really is about money, that's damaging the brain. So as Dr. Nussbaum was saying, first of all, being conscious of that, and then doing things to improve your relationships with other people, or lacking or not, improving your spiritual journey and improving your social activity, so that everything you're doing is promoting health, not even trying to prevent sickness or disease, but just promoting health, being conscious of that responsibility that you have and the relationship that we have with our brain, to treat it with great care, to love the brain, like you're saying. And you're talking about using speakers. That's a very creative way to treat your situation, your condition, and to raise the vibration. Not everyone may want to use that tool, but that's a very creative way to raise your vibration. I have found, for instance, with Kundalini yoga, I cannot do Kundalini yoga at night. I don't sleep well after. I have gone to several Kundalini yoga sessions at night, and then I don't sleep practically all night. I'm like tossing and turning. I have so much energy in me when I do that I don't want to do that anymore at night. And then I'm just uncomfortable sometimes in the Kundalini yoga class with all the mantras that are done. And so I realize I've got to be more aware of what is going to affect my sleeping and my calming down. I have the type of body, and you and I are both Vata, Ayurvedic types, right?
Yes.
That we are easily stimulated by external things, I think, and we have a nervous system that can be revved up pretty easy. And so I'm learning, even at my age, that certain activities I don't need to be involved in at or late in the day. Otherwise, I could have trouble sleeping. And then I'm the type I need some chamomile and lavender tea at like 6 o'clock at night, and then maybe have another cup until I calm down and I'm able to go to sleep. And I haven't had problems with sleeping. Once I divorced my husband, really, I had so much insomnia married to a man who I was really unequally yoked with and whose energy was not the same as mine. And it was one of those codependent relationships. Well, I'm helping him and this is all good. And yet the insomnia that I had was a very important clue that you are not vibrating on the same level with this man. This man is stirring up, mental conflicts with him, and on and on and on. Listening to our bodies is so important, and paying attention to the environment that we're in. So once that relationship ended and I moved to another location, I was sleeping 8-9 hours every night and getting a restful sleep. And then you have activities that you're trying, like Kundalini yoga, and then all of a sudden you're not sleeping. You're like, okay, what's going on here? So you bring up some really excellent points about just being aware of what's going on with your body and what activities are either enhancing your brain health or creating a stress of some kind where you can't sleep for whatever reason, or you're not paying attention maybe even to the foods you're eating. There are foods, but depending on whether you're Vata, Pitta, or Kapha in Ayurvedic medicine, there are certain foods that will calm you down and stir up energy in someone else, or, puts one person to sleep and do absolutely nothing for another person.
Well, so, it's like bananas, sister. When I have issues, where I have to take Alka-Seltzer for the swelling, my regimen on cocktail is Alka-Seltzer plus nighttime, none of the other stuff will not work, 2 bananas. And it will knock me out for a day or so. I'm serious. And then for some reason, whatever is in that, it takes the swelling down, but I cannot eat bananas unless I want to go to sleep, period, because they will, it's like a drug or Somanex when I eat bananas. So we have to be mindful of everything. However, I'm just asking some of the listening audience to just try it. Getting back to the speaker thing, put it up to certain areas. I want to see if some of the callers who may, try that will call in and say, you know what? I think that worked, or that didn't work, or whatever. I'm just curious. Is it just me? And intuitively, I ask my higher self, what can I do? What would be my next move? And once you ask your mini selves, your higher selves, to give you the information that you already know within you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get it through a dream, or somebody will call you, or you will be guided to turn the TBS station on, or you will be guided to punch your phone or open up your phone, and there it is. So when we need to know something, you can always ask your higher self, your higher being, what information is it that I need to know to challenge or this situation or whatever the case may be? And I use that as a daily mantra. If I'm backed up or, you know, and I can't figure it out, I say, okay, I sit down and I take a deep breath and I punch my phone and see what meditation comes up. And I said, okay, angel, ascended master, creator, you know, and just assist me in remembering. And then I take another deep breath and blow it out, and I just let it roll and see what comes. Try it and see if it works for you.
Now, are you playing music through these speakers?
Yes.
Or
you, yes,
what particular, what kind of music are you using?
It's I punch it up. I've been sending you stuff, sister, but you go up. They have activation music, meditation music, and one group, Red Brick, no, Yellow Brick Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Punch up Yellow Brick Cinema. They have a bunch of music. And then sometimes when they know that you are a follower of those type of music, now, they used to try to sneak in X-rated stuff to throw me off, and now they don't do that anymore. They, like Matt Kahn, Cryon is what I'm saying. I don't know why I want to, but anyway, some of the people that work with him, they have meditation music that activates your chakras. Not all agree with my vibration. And so I just, when something pops up, I check it out. And they have music like Heartbeat. One of the selections that I play a lot is like a heartbeat, a native flute heartbeat. And that's to act your pineal gland, a pineal gland. And then there's another one that helps to activate whatever you need to activate to astral travel. And I know that works. However, it depends on your vibration. So it's so much of it, you just have to kind of fiddle around with it to see what works for your activation. And to my husband, and apparently he's been listening, because here lately he's been coming out of his body, coming here, and I've been, I am not kidding you, and I've been out of body going there as well. I am not kidding you, sister. I am serious as a heart attack.
Well, you are definitely sounding serious for sure.
and not only that, you can tell when you wake up and you're tired, and you can know by what's going on with your body if you are aware enough. You know, that you've been in another dimension. I am serious. So go ahead.
No, I'm really glad that this is working for you. And like we say, everybody is different, and these are things that these are tools that are available to all of us when we are desiring to bring homeostasis to the body. I want to give you. This show is only scheduled for an hour tonight because I have guests in my house. So I want to give you some simple affirmations for the brain health. And I want to encourage everyone to listen to some of Dr. Paul Nussbaum's teachings on YouTube if you want to know more about the brain, because he's an expert. He's a clinical psychologist, geropsychology, neuropsychologist, and he promotes health over trying to prevent disease. He's a promoter of health, and he has a great book out that he's promoting as well. So we want to listen to people like this. He talks about what is the purpose of my brain, spiritual healing and salvation. But here's some simple words that you can say to promote the health of your brain. Very simple. I am love. I am joy. I am freedom. I am peace. I am complete and one with the divine energy. I am peaceful, whole, and balanced. And then you speak words like, I honor my body as a temple of my soul. And those are just examples. And that's what Dr. Nussbaum teaches, that those are that is the medicine for your brain. And the brain is the crown chakra, that's higher knowledge, and the whole element of the brain is thinking and thought. So what you are thinking is going to determine the health of your brain. And that's why I say these football players are in serious risk of losing their brain, because the brain health, because their thoughts are all about bringing not love, peace, and harmony and joy to others, but to damaging the health of others when they're on that field, and they're on that field the majority of the time in their career. And so unless they can turn that off, then their brain is constantly being fed energy that is destructive. So just let's just try in the coming weeks and days and weeks to honor the body as a temple of the soul. Speak I ams like love, joy, freedom, peace. Speak I ams that complete and one with the divine energy. And then speak I am peaceful, whole, and balanced. And Mama AZ, I wanted you to give our listening audience some information about the upcoming retreat in July. I got a beautiful flyer for that event. So we want to start promoting that now, because July will be here before we know it. And can you give a little bit of information about the purpose of this retreat in July and what it's going to be about?
The purpose is to bring together elder medicine women to enhance the holistic growth of our up-and-coming young medicine women, bringing all the clan mothers together who share their wisdom and their knowledges, and also be a part of that event there at Mothers for the Earth, is to initiate the 20-acre medicine wheel. And what the purpose of this medicine wheel is to unite women from all dimensions, from all over this planet. We are going to be putting or initiating one of the largest medicine wheels. As far as I know, the Bighorn Medicine Wheel in a Wyoming, Bighorn, Wyoming, you can go up on the contraption and see what that is about. I was guided to create one 4 times the size of the medicine wheel in Wyoming. So that accumulates to 20 acres, period. So we will be initiating that and gathering with holistic mothers, medicine women, the elders, to pass on the torch to the young medicine women on the planet. So you can go up on my Facebook page and befriend me, because I think I sent you, Sister, the flyer that Miss Flower Omega, bless her heart, that little sister's off the chain. She put that flyer together, and I'm kind of like delegating most of this to her, because she's going to be taking up reins from me where I leave off, you know. So you can look up Mama Bonfire AZ, and that's how you can befriend me. Just send a friend request, and sister, you can post on your Facebook page too. You can post all of that, but please go and request. It's Mama MOMA Bon BON Fire AZ. Mama Bonfire AZ. And you will be able to find a lot of information. And on the next show, I'm going to see if Miss Flower Omega can't come and join us, because she's basically putting this together. I'm learning to delegate, and she's brilliant, and she is a powerful young medicine sister. So I'm trusting that the universe has given her everything that she needs. And
now there is a registration fee, right? Tell us how much that is and what that covers.
Well, you must go up on the I'll send you. I'm not quite sure of the whole thing, because my phone won't allow me to get into it to look at the whole page. So, sister, if you can post it on your Facebook page, so it will be available, and I will also let Miss Flower Omega know that she must come on the show and guide the people as to where to go, so that they can get the correct information and be able to be a part of this. And I can tell you this. It's going to be 3 days, July 1, which is my Earth Day, through the 3rd. And we are asking for all of the sisters to find a godfather or mineral people as large as you can manage to get. I'm not talking about little bitty teeny ones. I'm talking about huge one, even if it's just one, to bring, to put into the 20-acre medicine wheel. And we will be talking more about the symbology of all of that during the future shows. So Tuesday and Wednesday, sister, I will let Miss Flower Omega know that she must come and join us, because she basically put all of this flyer and all of this together.
Okay.
I'm giving her the opportunity to do this. I've done this for like 30 years, so I'm biting my tongue and twitching my feet and just asking the Creator to allow me to be quiet and let the young ones do this. And this is not easy for me, because I like to be in control of everything. So I've gotten certain things to a certain level, and now I got to learn to step back and take a chill.
Well, you know what, though, too?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that information. We're going to keep everybody up to date on every show that we do on what's going on, because we got a lot of things going on. Brother Kwame has an event coming up soon, and we're going to June 9th through the 13th, something fresh festival in Moreland, Georgia. We got a festival coming up in Montana. So as a family of Soul Purpose Healing, we're going to keep people informed of the events that can heal their brain. These are the things, even what Mama is doing, even what you're having to do of letting go of wanting to control everything, that's part of the brain healing that we all are involved in. Now, I had to take some big steps myself to stop trying to control my sons and my husband, and the Creator pushed me out of that so I could have a better brain health. And I had serious headaches for a long time this year. And I think that was part of my healing, the letting go, because the brain becomes so inflamed sometimes. And then when you start to heal, the process of getting back to normal can be very painful. But you go through that process as the body is getting back to homeostasis. So it's all good. Our brains are healing. We're learning to love ourselves and do the great I ams that are going to bring the body healing. And so in a way, we're breaking the chain. So I'm going to play that song as we finish off this show today.
Sister,
go ahead.
Prayers for Brother Kwame, because he's en route to Chicago. His mom is in the hospital, and so send some prayers because he's en route back to Chicago.
Oh, my. Yes, we do. We all join. Let us all join our hearts and our minds and brains to send lots of love energy to, first of all, Brother Kwame, and lots of healing energy to his mom. We want her to be well, and so we all join our minds and hearts to send love and compassion to his mother for healing, and especially traveling grace and mercies for our brother Kwame. Thank you for sharing that. So everybody have a great week. Come back on Tuesday. We are just becoming so united in our crow voices to join with our brothers and sisters in creating solutions for the crow voices. They're not crying out. They're shouting hallelujahs now and rejoicing, because we're all coming up with solutions for the many issues that the reservation brings to our brothers and sisters. And then, of course, come back on Wednesday for the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. Shalom and aho to everyone.
I raise my eyes.